This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Friday, August 29th. TNA Impact was built this week around Sting making his big statement about all the speculation about his situation. And we'll leave with that in talking about last night's show. I don't know. I mean, part of me just wants to say, let's watch how this plays out before judging it too much. But the fundamental problem was evident from the crowd reaction. Sting came out wearing his face paint, his robe, carrying a baseball bat. And I don't know if he was on speed or Red Bulls or what, but I mean, he didn't pause once for like a whole paragraph. I mean, it was like Al Gore giving his speech at the Democratic convention. It was like he couldn't wait to just get it over with. He said that for a few months ago, he had a long, in-depth interview with Mike Tenay. He said one of the questions regarded whether he was considering retirement. He said he considered it, but he wondered what it would mean if he turned things over to the next generation. He said he knew the answer to that question, but he couldn't let it happen. He said it would be a great mistake. He said they would spit in the face of it just like they spit in his face. He said at Victory Road, Joe could have taken the 1-2-3 at Victory Road and walked away, but he wanted to bloody his opponent, a jewel in pro wrestling. He said Booker is a legend in this business. Some fans at that point cheered. He said he involved himself in the match because he wanted to help him and reason with him. He said he saw him as someone who could carry the torch for the company, but he rejected everything he said and flipped him off. He said that's no way to show respect for someone who paved the way for him to have his job. He said when he was his age, young Ric Flair took him under his wing because he believed in him the way he now believes in Joe. He said he respected what Flair had to say. He said he respected all the older wrestlers because without them, he couldn't be a wrestler. He said then there's Styles, who one day is calling him Mr. Sting and the next a coward. He said Sting is wrong. Styles is wrong when he claims Sting owes him something. Sting said he paved the way for him, so he owes him nothing. Literally, that's when Sting paused for the first time. This is a guy who's been in this business for over 20 years. This is a major interview, a major promo, and he's still so tone deaf to promos. After 20 plus years, he doesn't understand. You kind of have to act like you kind of are emotionally connected to what you're saying. I mean, it's like he memorized the lines, but he was scared he was going to forget. I mean, he has maybe done 3 decent interviews in his career, and they're never, well, I shouldn't say they're never horrible. There's worse interviews out there, but there's a Sting promo that usually involves him kind of losing his train of thought, like he just kind of just collecting the paycheck, doesn't want to be there. He's always had that, which makes this whole contention of being this guy who paved the way just silly. I mean, and Sting is a big star by virtue of his exposure on television, but he doesn't really have a track record of drawing or being even part of anything all that successful, except when he wasn't talking and wasn't wrestling. And he was riding the wave of a really successful NWO angle on a hot Monday Nitro product. But he's like, you know, one of those guys who's overpushed because he's got the look and a spring in his step athletically. He got a big push early on, but he never really was a full-fledged draw. I mean, it's a real mirage WCW created, but he never worked full-time on the road. He never really full-fledged learned how to work in a ring general sense where you could put somebody less than him in the ring and get a better match. He didn't give a lot to this business relative to anybody else, the average fan on the street who's watched wrestling for the last 15, 20 years, relative to anybody else they put in the same league as him in terms of star power, other than Goldberg. But for being around as long as he has. So, I mean, so the storyline doesn't ring true in that sense. But setting that aside, the perception is he's a megastar. Now, he's made no difference in the ratings. And that's why, by the way, TNA, from what I've been told this week, not offering him a lot of money to stay around. I mean, they want him to stay around, but they understand he is not vital to the current ratings. So, at this point, he's out here giving this heel promo that's the climax or a crescendo, at least, in an ongoing storyline that's been clunkily executed. And he comes out here and just races through this promo with no emotion. I mean, he had the fake emotion pasted on because he had a grimace in his face and said things like he was feeling mean. But it was just da 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 da. That was like 3 sentences. I mean, it was just no pause, no inflection, no. I know the idea was he's worked up, he's mad, and he's just going to talk. But there's a way to be angry, but pause for dramatic effect, like a normal human being would in that situation. And it just was so thumbs down on execution as far as that goes. I mean, not disastrously bad, but they're really. I mean, again, like Al Gore was criticized just a couple hours earlier. Then this airing for going out there, and he's in front of, you know, 80,000 plus people, and he's just talking over the cheers and disconnected with what he's saying, and that type of thing. That's exactly what happened here, too. He was disconnected from the crowd reaction, which takes us to another problem. The crowd reaction. They don't know what to think. They don't know what to think of what's going on. I mean, are they supposed to cheer or boo Sting? And this isn't, you know, booking version 2.0 where, oh, we're not, you know, we're not telling fans what to think anymore. I mean, the premise of that is ridiculous because it's not that you're telling fans what to think. It's that you give them a reason to identify with a wrestler in a positive way or reject a wrestler's values and actions in a negative way. That's how you tell a compelling story. This is mixed signals. And it's not about dumbing down the product and this is sophisticated and I'm asking for them to dumb it down. When you tell a story, you got to have a protagonist and an antagonist. And there's... This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free IO clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.